falling apart. Slack. They lost the puppeteer that was dealing with his ears at this point. They didn't have the budget for it. They spent it on the hologram.
They shot this movie sequentially, so you can see like his costume being torn up and ratty by the end of the film.
They're trying to play it off as like, well, that's what really happens with the lasers, but he's just a lazy actor. He was eating at the craft services table in his outfit, and he just snagged it on the edge. So,
well, our craft table has a soda lying in there that I can't wait to drink. This movie better end soon, because I just wanted to have a soda, get maybe a burrito from across the street, pupusa.
They've still got guns.
You know, the H.P. Fair is happening right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you want to go get a new pair of sunglasses?
I was hoping to go to a kiosk and buy some art and maybe falafel, the same one, candle.
Falafel, candle, some art.
I see. Yeah. If I go to the Hay Street Fair right now, I can get harassed by street kids and then get harassed by going to a kiosk. So that's my choice.
Right, and you could get a $10 falafel instead of getting it for like $6.50 at the Flying Falafel.
Oh, yeah, right,
at
the place right behind it. I could get like a street burrito. Did I do something? Oh, no, this film's still going on. Or I could go get a burrito from the place behind it.
You know, something we haven't mentioned yet is that the dwarf Gwildor leprechaun character has red hair, and that ginger lives do matter. All right? It doesn't matter how small or how large. It doesn't matter what universe you're from, but ginger lives
matter. Well, they make a big point to showing off the creature's pubic hair is also red.
Yeah, ooh, carpet matches the drapes.
Yeah, so that's like a weird scene in this movie.
Yeah, oh, well, and weird leprechaun dwarf penis. It's not. It's hard to see through all of that hair. It's hard to, because I don't know if you know this, but the Gwildor's people, the leprechaun dwarf people, they actually have dicks on their necks, which is why it's being covered by all of that hair. So you actually are seeing his entire genital region, but you can't tell because it's down there so deep in that fluffy.
Well, it also explains what he's been sucking the entire movie.
Right.
It was his penis on his
it's
neck.
It's his own dick, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, boy. So something's happening.
He's going to try to save the day here. He's actually going to... He's going to engineer some weird thing out of leftover parts. They're going to get... This is MacGyver moment.
Oh, they're going to all band together and get a bunch of items and save the universe.
Right. They have rubber bands, duct tape... a flux capacitor, of course.
Well, if they really are the masters of the universe, they should be teaching a master class right now on what to do.
Yes.
One, go back to return to Grayskull.
Well, I think that the only thing that that Evelyn is actually good at is soul cycling. That's actually what her master class would be. It would be a master soul cycle
class.
What
a workout that master class of soul cycling would be.
Yeah, and now we've got Dolph here with no more accoutrement, nothing on his chest, no cape, just a bare, sweaty,
finally
oiled chest.
Yeah, you know, they figured they might as well take his shirt off.
Well, I think maybe all of his power was in his cape or something, I don't know.
They're actually in his capers, the chicken marsala he made.
Oh, delicious. Yeah. In the capers, yeah. Nice salty addition there, it's good. Oh, the sorceress is getting older and scarier. Like she
hasn't left the castle at all, right?
Well, no, I don't even know where she's going potty. They must have some weird, like, interdimensional catheter for her to pee in. But she's been aging not so gracefully in this weird force field in the Grayskull castle.
You know, the captured princess in the Grayskull castle will be saved by Mario shortly. I'll save you. What? The princess is in the other castle. Grayskull Castle. Oh, that's a me. Mario.
It's a different boss to beat. You gotta beat another boss.
Yeah, imagine if, like, Mario went to the castle and it was Castle Grayskull. What an opportunity.
Well, mushrooms help you in every way. And you could have some fireballs there.
You gotta be careful of those mushrooms. One of them are, like, poison mushrooms. The game they had created.
Oh, they took away his sword. Now he has no power at whatsoever.
They're playing a sword in and like an Excalibur Space Age stone.
Yep, he's not a champion anymore now that he's in chains and not wearing his cape.
Take off your shirt. Oh, wait.
Show us your tits. Come on, sorceress, do something. I thought you had power. She's all wearing white.
Here's the trailer to Magic Mike XX2, XXL2.
She's looking at him with love, thinking, if I could only touch his nipple, by the power of Grayskull, the people of Eternia. That's right. Eternia.
But, like, where does Courtney Cox from?
New Jersey.
The people of Canada.
Is she Canadian?
Well, they usually shoot the stuff in Canada.
Oh, right. And chainmail gun.
Something's going to happen. They're being Skeletor means business. Oh, other guys got crazy whip. That must have been animation.
And the white sorceress just shaking her head. Oh.
She's getting off on it.
This hit me, hurt me, make me feel cheap.
Before internet porn, this was the best we could do. So did he stop? What the fuck?
There's four cops running around that are trying to. There were, you know, 400 stormtrooper Darth Vaders running around, right. And there's four cops now. That's insane. We know that it takes, you know, to subdue a questionably housed person in the mission, it takes at least six cop cars.
Oh my God,
you know,
totally.
Like it takes
ambulance.
At least and a fire ambulance, the whole deal. It takes 20 people to deal with one questionably housed person on mission. But here in the He-Man Masters of the Universe,
there'd be like
four
three
cops.
Private ambulances with their each with their annoying sirens. Private contracted ambulance. Private contracted boop, ambulance. Boop, 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 boop. We came up with our own
whoa,
siren.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, she's feeling better. Look, she's smiling. Is she going? She's going crazy. She's going necrotic. Sonic keys in this world. He's like, I'm a musician. I finally get to save the world. Look at my MIDI player.
I'm a bitter Sonic key player. I'm going to hawk my Sonic key at a pawn shop for 10%. I paid
something.
400 glipglorps. Well, here's 40 glipglorps. Just 10%? I play beautiful music on it. Whatever. It's not like anyone buys musical instruments from my pawn shop. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a huge fucking collection of drum kits and synthesizers when you walk into the door.
It looked like fucking Guitar Center in there.
More Guitar Center than pawn shop stars. And I'm sorry, pawn stars.
It is the best place to buy, if you want to get a trumpet and you want to learn how to play, the best place to buy one is on mission at a pawn shop. You can get one for $100.
Yeah, but it's like all spittle in there.
Well, you clean it out and you shine it up and you take care of your instrument.
Yeah, but knowing somebody else's blues are in my trumpet, I just want to be able to play.
You could get a trumpet and you could just get your own new mouthpiece.
But what about if I wanted to play Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company C and I already know the previous owner played it? Just wouldn't be the same.
That's true. Skeletor, there's an actor under there somewhere.
Yeah, Frank Langella. And he's talking about Alpha and Omega, Death and Birth. Like, Skeletor really knows Greek letters, Greek history, Alpha and Omega. Like, do you think in, like, Grayskull, he learns he's home-tutored what Alpha and fucking Omega is?
He was definitely home-tutored. Here we go back
guys.
Into a commercial.
Speaking of Alpha and
this
Omega.
This is the last commercial.
As you say, I don't think we can skip this commercial. So let's take the opportunity to say, if you enjoy this, why don't you go to the Patreon page for Mutiny Radio.
Oh, Patreon.
Patreon page, whatever. Just give money to our friends here at Mutiny Radio. Otherwise, you know, we would have to do this somewhere else, and we don't want to. Me, I like it here.
Yay.
Yeah, so speaking of which, when is this going?
So you accidentally paused it momentarily.
Oh, all right, so let's resume. We are now...
We're back in.
Hour, 26 minutes, and 53 seconds into Masters of the Universe.
And this is the last...
The Globus.
No more commercials. We're all the way through to the end here, people.
Yeah, because at this point they figure you're dead.
This is the day... This isn't even the denouement yet. We still haven't even come to, like, the plot... crux, the whole climax. We haven't even gone to the climax yet. You'd think when they had that big epic battle on the street, not so epic, but that would have been it's still going.
Well, what kind of climax? It was Skeletor saying, I would demand this. That's the whole point of this, right? Skeletor versus He-Man.
But they're not going to, they don't kill Skeletor at the end of this. He's unkillable.
No, he's unkillable. Status quo.
Because he's a skeleton. He's already dead.
I have to fight you next Saturday morning.
Right, I have to fight you Saturday mornings in perpetuity.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's really acting now.
Well, you know, he's a classic Shakespearean actor. He's given tons of Name of the movie. He said, I'm a master.
Huge, and it's like a big iris opening up behind him as he is the master of the universe. Beast Man looking on, so happy.
And there's Craterface.
Craterface there. Lizard Man already killed by Skeletor. Doesn't care about his own people.
He's being attacked by animated special effects.
He can feel it. I can feel it. He feels the power. Yes.
I have the power.
Oh, yes. Maybe this. Okay, so this must be the origin story of where he gets to say, I have by the power of Grayskull.
Wow.
Oh.
Santa Clint.
He is made of star stuff.
I am made of animated special effects from the 80s.
We are all made of star stuff.
We are all made of star stuff. I like that.
And as the Empress or other sorceress just keeps withering away, turning into a skeleton herself.
I'm going to just give you some, throw you some shade. All right, I know you've been talking about this fucking power for 2 minutes. What? I was just standing and sniveling.
Wow, pride cometh before the fall. You are no more my equal. He says, I am better than everyone. Yeah. We already knew you thought you were better than everyone. You're sitting on your throne the whole time.
Is that what you
want? Never leave your
as?
Castle.
Better than He-Man? Is that what you want in your yearbook?
Yeah, you're
is that what you're most proud of? You're better than He-Man. Really?
Feel the raw power.
Why don't you define yourself as better than yourself? Oh, so now he turns into...
Oh, goodness. Now he has a special mask on.
Yeah, I've never seen Skeletor wear this mask.
No, he has, and he has multiple horns. He has, like, six horns.
I read
three
the Mexican
horns.
Comic book. I've never seen this stuff. Their comic books in the 80s were also, like, this size. I think they came with the dolls or some shit like that.
Cool.
But not once does Skeletor dress up like he said, Mardi Gras. I'm here for the goat orgy.
You don't want the bad person orgy.
The bad person. I'm here for the bad person orgy.
You're all, and of course, he's still being a cop. This is so ridiculous. Like, you're in an electrical storm now, all
right? Right.
All the cops coming with them.
I'll see you in the sequel. I'm back. There's no sequel. He looks like a heavy metal villain. It's kind of cool.
It's a great outfit. It's a great mask. I mean, I'd buy that on
good look
eBay.
For
multiple horns. There's a little wings in back. That's where they spent all their money on this. It was all on the costumes. That's where they lost their entire budget. They paid some weird artist in LA to make that. They're like, and the matching staff.
Are they just
the weird been, helmets?
He-Man's just been standing there for like the last half hour. He's been whipping him. Oh, cool. You win a brand new half a car.
In pink.
Oh, it's a girl's car there.
And why did they have to shoot to the Empress who's falling apart again? Who's what her reaction shot is really forwarding this film. Like... Well, that's why they needed the car, because they needed to hide behind, because clearly lasers don't disintegrate cars.
Well, also lasers miss at all times. Why are you talking? There's lasers shooting around here.
Oh, he's so smart. He figured out the laser itch. Oh, look at that. Oh, killing his own people. Skeletor, come on.
He doesn't care, Skeletor.
Green laser's good, red laser's bad.
Here's another.
Come see Left Coast Special at Mutiny Radio, Saturday, March 8th from 6 to 8 p.m. It's a free show. Left Coast Special is a four-piece traditional Cajun band whose songs are mostly sung in Cajun French, a language still spoken in Southwest Louisiana. The band also plays Zydeco tunes, some of which have Creole French lyrics. Left Coast Special features Holly Earl on rubboard, triangle, and accordion. We'll be right back.
All right, folks. That's right, back again. Soul Sausage on air. Frosty Nugs kicking it cold solo. That's how it goes sometimes. Hippie Sean, Sean Lamar, moving on. Check his show out. I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me. I will tell you later. I'm pretty sure it's Tuesdays, 4 to 6. That's SF Dope, hashtag SF Dope with Sean Lamar. Welcome to Mutiny Radio. Hope your night was fantastic.
Underscores. You know, I love going to restaurants downtown, turning your frown around, and like everybody, Paul's countdown. Hey, I'm ready to crumba. Now let's watch a full-length
to LWAFLM OYT. If you are listening to us, it's because you are subscribing. Either A, you're subscribing to us by our podcast name, LWAFLM OYT, or you're listening to us right now on Mutiny Radio. It's Let's Watch a Full-Length Movie with Mike Spiegelman and Carl. Hi, Carl.
Hi, Mike. You know, if they subscribe or if they're listening on Mutiny Radio, we really don't need to pitch them on the show.
Jesus, I spent $2 million on promotion. I fucked up.
Yeah, that could have been money. You know, we could have had donuts in the break room, something else.
Yeah, the donuts are kind of stale in the break room. What's up with that? I thought we hired interns. did you get your free donut for your shot? Well...
Yeah, it's Bug Out Square. It's Tuesday, 6 o'clock. And, not really. I'm doing this one from home. I got all the bells and whistles out, man. So, it's gonna be good.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Yeah. Well, this weekend on Bug House Square, I got a
vigilante man.
Man, I'm driving the.
Tell me what.
Driving that thing.
Vigilante
I don't know what I got.
Man.
I'm, you know.
Has he got
I'm just wallowing.
A gun
I'm wallowing.
A club in his
excellent
hand.
Music. So, join me.
Vigilante man. Rainy night down in the engine house. Sleeping just as still as a mouse. Man come along and chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days we'd pass the time away. Sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man. And he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river. Some strange man was that, a vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man, why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
Thank you. scattered on dawn's highway bleeding. Ghosts crowd the young child's fragile eggshell mind. Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven. Blood stains the roots and the palm trees of Venice. Blood in my love in the terrible summer. Bloody red sun of fantastic LA.
Checking it twice. wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be Swedish magazines. I wish life could be. Yeah, I wish life could be.
Just now. Look down in anger, this poor child. Thank you.
Check, 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 1, 2, I got a Russian friend and a check, 1, 2. Checkity chick yourself before you rick yourself. Oh, yeah. Hey, Mutiny Radio listeners, coming up at 4 o'clock is Funny People, including Will Brown. He's on his way.